He was thinking that in Vrindavan there is consideration about the chanting of the Lord's names or performing violence. That's why he said I should go to Navadvip. Unless one does not take the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu Mahaprabhu, a greatly fallen person like me will not be liberated. Actually, he appeared here for giving benediction to all the living entities of this world. In there are many kathas what he had performed in Navadvip Dham. Very many kathas are there. One time, Guru Maharaj, Sarad Kishima, and Ram Govind Brahmachari, then became Navi Maharaj later on. By the order of their Gurudev, they went to have his darshan. In that time, he had locked himself up in a toilet and he was performing his bhajan there inside the toilet. Oh, the smell of the materialist is much worse than the smell of the toilet. The materialists are coming, they're saying, Prabhu, give me mercy. They don't say that, give me Krishna Bhakti. That I want. By this mercy they mean, oh, we want wife, house, business, wealth. That's why he wanted to stay away from such people and he stayed in such lock in this toilet. This took me straight. The police officer, whatever, they could not bring him out of this. Babaji Maharaj, we will make a very nice hut for you, Bhajan Kuti. Oh, I better eat poison. Then open this door. I will not be able to open this. But when my Gurudev went, that time they said, Babaji Maharaj, please open the door. I am very unwell. He replied. Oh, we are the disciples of Bhakti Saraswati Prabhupada. We have had his order on our heads and come to see you. Oh, Saraswati Thakur, he has sent you. Immediately we opened the door. They offered Guru Maharaj and Gurudev offered pranams to them. And then he begged for his benediction from. Then he replied that, okay, I will take all the obstacles on the path of your bhakti. All over, you may wander and preach. Saying, Guru Maharaj, when he was discussing this topic, he was saying, this incident that I had a lot of troubles coming on my way, but by his blessings, I really, all these obstacles will not disturb me. There are such many pastimes of his. Navratana Brahmachari will speak some, and the other devotees also will speak. Don't speak everything away. Leave something for others also. 10 minutes, maybe 12.
Today, Uddhava Ekadasi. And the special of this Ekadasi today means the appearance day of Sri Gaurav Vishwanath Babaji Maharaj. He appeared in Bangladesh, with which district and in which family he appeared. We don't know anything about that. All we know is that at a very young age he came to Vrindavan and stayed a very, very famous here, like Vrindavan, Radhakund, Govardhan, and Sri Sushakund. Especially Sri Jagannatha Babaji Maharaj and Sri Madhusudana Babaji Maharaj at Sushakund were his Shishaguru's. He exhibited the most extreme form of renunciation. Sometimes we say, oh, John, he wanted to take the nice preparation, take him, and he would eat the mark from the Buddha and from Radhakund. As a result of this, he became blind. He's taken a long time here in Vrindavan. Then in an old age he went to another Vrindavan. Because in the name and the Dharma of Sri Krishna, there's conception of Maharaj. But the name and the Dharma of Gauri Siddhanta, there's no question of Maharaj. Now glory, now glory, Ashwin, Prasad, Ashwin. By chanting the name of Gauri Siddhanta, tears easily fall from the eyes and one achieves prema. Therefore, they are even more merciful than Radha and Krishna. Without the mercy of Sri Gauri, one can never achieve deliverance from the material existence. And Sri Krishna Balaram came to this world in the form of Sri Gauri Nityananda Roop to deliver all the jivas from material existence. One time, our father was there. Surat Kittiman, Sri Radha Govinda Brahmachari, who after became Sri Pasini Maharaj. They went to see Sri Jagannatha Babaji Maharaj, who had locked himself in the bathroom, in the toilet. That time he was teaching us that the smell of the bathroom is quite nice compared to the smell of the association of materialistic persons. They come and say, Gurudev, Srimaguru, give mercy, but I said, want material things like money, wealth, and position. Even big people like the police, its superintendent, and the district magistrate would request Babaji Maharaj, oh Maharaj, please open the door. We will make another bhajan kutia for you. But Babaji Maharaj said, I cannot open the door. I am ready to speak. So our father Gurudev and his group, on the order of Sri Ramakrishna Sanatani Thakur, went there for darshan of Sri Gaurishana Babaji Maharaj. They knocked on the door, oh Babaji Maharaj, please open. I cannot open. I am sick. No, we are under the shelter of Sri Sanatani Thakur. And he has sent us here to have your darshan. Please be kind. When Babaji Maharaj had us, please opened the door and gave the blessing. After the film Gurudev, he bowed at the feet of Babaji Maharaj and said, please, I'm requesting your blessing. So Sri Gaurishana Babaji Maharaj said, I take away all the obstacles to your bhajan and you should preach fearlessly. For our Pad Guru would remember that I was believed that so many problems came in my preaching, but by the blessing of Sri Babaji Maharaj, they could not affect me at all.
Further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.
If you have to understand the tree only by its fruit, if you can understand the entity of the tree, what is the fruit of this tree? The fruit of this tree is Mahaprabhu's what he had foretold in these words. Although, used to say that all the acharyas that have come who have preached in this world, their speciality or their contribution, if you count them all together and weigh the contribution, the teaching efforts of Sri Prabhupada and Sri Prabhupada is more than if you weigh against that, then Sri Prabhupada weighing scale, you will see, is heavier. So such a great soul came, which who Mahaprabhu's name, Roop Gun, all over that it is seen, being preached all over the world today. From all the world, people are coming and tasting all this Mahaprabhu's foretold, what he foretold, that one day the black and the white people together will perform Nityananda Mahaprabhu's names and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra together. Everybody, all of them, will chant and cry, God, this word, only Srila Prabhupada is the person who has made these words come true, and by his, of course, by his disciples, our Maharaji and Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj have preached the words of Mahaprabhu all over the world. These great souls are the fruits of this wonderful tree. Nayanmanjari herself, who does she go to take shelter? He would go and ask initiation from him, but oh, I forgot to ask Mahaprabhu. Today I'm not feeling well. But with a lot of insistence on the part of Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, later on when Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh, do you want to kill this child? With a lot of difficulty, he agreed him to give him initiation. You understand that how great soul this person is. In Prabhupada describing his glories in the Pranam Mantra of his, with these words. Okay. It is described that he is the direct personification of Vairagya and initiation. In the Mahaprabhu's bhakti, what does he want to teach? What has he come here to give us? Sarvam Bhattacharya says, come here to give us the lessons on Bhakti Yoga, and Mahaprabhu, Vairagya, renunciation in his life, we can see renunciation in two ways in his life. Ordinarily, Sri Sukadeva Goswami Pada, in Bhagavatam's second canto, he is describing one distinction for the soul of person who takes shelter at the Lord's lotus feet and performs his bhajan. They naturally, whatever they attain on its own, it comes to them, they use it for themselves and they perform bhajan completely satisfied. And a question was asked, and suppose if one feels hungry, then what? The Lord has not created these trees and plants. Bhagavan has made such a big earth to sleep on without pillow. Oh, why Bhagavan has given these hands and what water we should drink? Bhagavan has given so many rivers. And where do we sleep? We need a home. There are no caves on this planet or what? We need a bowl to drink the water. Bhagavan has given us these palms. To wear, we need some clothes. Somebody who has, what clothes have been thrown, go and wear these clothes. What is the matter of embarrassment in this? If in this way, without any expectancy from anyone, whatever comes to you naturally on its own, accepting this, an ordinary servant should perform his bhajan. Srila Prabhupada describes. Ordinarily, the Vaishnavas, they should wear simple clothes and perform their bhajan with humility. It's not that they're not attending, I think they're performing bhajan because they're not able to get any material facilities, they're performing bhajan. No. So that the bhajan will not be disturbed. Mahaprabhu's devotees somehow maintain their lives, that maximum time should be spent in Bhagavad Bhajan. So that our bhajan is not disturbed. That's why the Vaishnavas, they constrain their needs. This renunciation we heard in his life, that somehow he would stay in any small place, somehow in an overturned boat or in a toilet. What people would throw away, the vegetables, he would bring it and somehow maintain himself, cook it and maintain himself and perform his bhajan in charge. This is one renunciation in his life. And what is the meaning of renunciation? This great soul had special anurag attached, completely colored in anurag. We heard that how in Brajmandal, what Kirtan Raghunath Das Goswami used to sing in this Kirtan. This Kirtan, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, is very dear Kirtan of Raghunath Das Goswami. What Sri Raghunath Maharaj, in Vikramaras, in separation, era de Vajadevi ke Kalalita. All over, how, taking the Radhani's name, who would wander Krishna's name, he would chant, and in deep separation, eager in deep separation, this Kirtan of Sri Ramachandra Thakur, it was very dear to him, this Kirtan. This bhajan was very dear to him, and with deep emotion, singing this Kirtan, he would remain absorbed in Bhagavad Bhakti bhajan. When he went to Navadvipa later, chanting the names of Nityananda and Mahaprabhu in separation, both him and again, he would always keep on singing and wander all around Navadvipa. He would chant, and he has also given us a lesson that without the names of, there is no consideration of offenses in the chanting of the name of Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu. That's why he says these words. This great soul, sometimes there was one disciple of his, he would come and say, Gurudev, please be merciful on me. Please be merciful. Always he would come and say these words. But he knows that what is the real mercy of Vaishnava. Every day he is asking for mercy. Okay, are you ready for mercy? Yes. He opened his door coffin and this is my mercy. And he gave him door coffin. What means Kripa? We go to the Vaishnavas, please be merciful on us. What is this mercy that they should give us? That mercy, that rus, nectar that which they are tasting, they're absorbed in tasting this. In that rus, nectar, we should also be able to absorb ourselves. It's not that mercy means that, oh, give us a very nice life, a very nice situation in the material life, and we'll be absorbed in materialistic life. No. That rust which I am tasting, take this, leave all the material attachments, this is my real mercy. And absorb yourself in bhajan. When he gave this, then second time you did not return to him. Similarly, there was another disciple. He got married and he came to Babaji Maharaj and said, Gurudev, I have brought a Krishna Dasi and come to you. Oh, you have brought a Krishna Dasi. Very nice. This is not your maidservant. She is the maidservant of Krishna. That's why every day you should wash her feet. You should worship her and drink that charanamrit. Beware. You should never have mentality of enjoyment on her. She is not your maidservant. She is the maidservant of Krishna. If you have mentality of enjoyment for her, you will die. You will be finished. So in very small, very concise manner, he would speak about deep topics of bhakti. Every act of his, which Maharaj is describing, in Prabhupada's act, it looks like sometimes that there is some contrary behavior. Like Maharaj is described earlier, that Gaurishwar Babaji Maharaj is said to Prabhupada in these words that, don't go to Calcutta, that is the capital of Kali. But Prabhupada, later on, what he did? First of all, he established his mutt in Calcutta. In Bhagavad Gaudiya Math, we know that very beautiful temple that he constructed. This is exactly opposite to the construction of his Gurudev. No. Gurudev's heart, his internal desires, only a pure
devotee, in his heart, may reflect what is the real eternal heart desire of Gurudev. Gurudev's desire is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sakadam. The desire of Gurudev is that Mahaprabhu's instructions, his words, should be all the world should sing his glory. All the universe should absorb his fame and chant the Lord's name. This is Guru Padma's desire. Lord Sivaji Maharaj's desire that his name and his glory should be reached all over. Although Gurudev is eternal, but Gurudev is describing sometimes, he said, that how if you see that how so many people are coming, absorbed in bhakti, coming to me, Gurudev would have been so happy on me. He would have been so many. Although Gurudev is eternal, yes, he is eternal. Maharaji, that preaching of Mahaprabhu's words is his heart unsatisfied in this. This is Gurudev's desire, that all the universe should absorb in the chanting of the Lord's name. This is so by his act, and also generally. In his life, in Gurudev, Prabhupada's in this life, is saying that he would sit under a tree and perform his bhajan. But he himself, Prabhupada, created so many opulent temples. Not for me, I created somebody, when somebody asked him that, but for your sake, I made all these opulent temples. So I can perform bhajan under a tree for you. You would not come to me if I would be performing my bhajan under a tree. Actually, whatever he has done for such unqualified persons as us, how to increase their sukriti, give them a chance to perform some seva in the temple, how we may be able to get some qualification and perform bhajan. Lord Shri Bhavani Maharaj has also said, at the time of leaving my body, you should tie me, tie my legs by the rope and drag me on in the body and throw me in the water, the body. But at least because all the dust of Nagdi will touch my body. So when Lord Shri Bhavani Maharaj is in his body, all Bhavajis, I cannot understand the glory. And Bhavaji just thought that if you give samadhi to this, because he is a very popular famous person, so they will give pranami to him and then we will be able to collect this money. But there was actually one disciple of his only, another Babaji, who came to this place and began to quarrel on this matter, that we are the disciple of Lord Babaji Maharaj. These words came to the hearing of Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Prabhupada. Prabhupada, along with his disciples, came to this very place, and there were a lot of police collected there to resolve this matter. Then Prabhupada came there and said that he is completely renounced person. Only me, I am his disciple. That none of these people are here, his disciples. They were very big police officers. What is the proof of this? Proof is that he is a renounced person. And I am also a renounced person. His body is transcendental. If I say that within 1 year, all these Babaji who are saying, I am his disciple, if any of them, within 1 year, if he hasn't had association with women, may come and touch his body. If he touches his body, and he, because his body is transcendental, he will be burned to ashes. If he had had some contact with him last year, Babaji Maharaj, they begin to vanish from them, little by little. Okay, if somebody who hasn't had contact with females in the last 6 months, or in the 1 month, or okay, in this night, if somebody has even meditated on a female, that such a person should not come and touch the transcendental body of the Lord, of God Shri Babaji Maharaj. And after saying these words, all the field is empty, ran away from them, everybody. The police, they became very impressed with this act, words of the Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada, that he had said this word, that dragged me by tying me by the legs. Prabhupada said, when Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada left the body, now Prabhu himself gave the lesson that the body of the Vaishnava is transcendental, spiritual. He lifted this body up in his hand, in his grasp, and he gave his samadhi by his own hands. How to honor a Vaishnava? He has taught this to us. And this is nishchinta or positionlessness. How he has shown in his life. And never did, oh, please drag me all along the dust of Nabadeep. This is his renunciation. His body is always absorbed in the dust of this transcendental place. So Prabhupada himself gave samadhi to this transcendental body. Today it is a disappearance day of this great soul. I offer my obeisances to the soul. Please admit it. You will translate if somebody will speak Bengali. If somebody speaks Bengali, you will translate. Nobody is there. Okay? I don't want to. Gurudev, I can understand.
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sada Bhaktaya Mohamaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama
Radhe, 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 Radhe,
Please save my life. I'm drowning in the ocean of separation. So this way, by his internal moods, he was fully immersed day and night in the transcendental eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But externally, just like Srila Ramadas Das Goswami, he also exhibited intense renunciation. This renunciation of Srila Ramadas Das Goswami is considered the highest. No one can imitate this. It was compared to the lines on a stone. You cannot erase that at all. So deeply embedded. So in the same way, Srila Gaurakishore Das Goswami for us, renunciation was perfectly natural. It was not something that he was forced, but he was completely detached from this world, and even disgusted with the external material world. So much so that he completely withdrew himself, as we heard Srila Gurudev mention, that he was so tired of the materialistic person, and the sahajiyas, and so many imitationists who were there at that time, that he locked himself away in a latrine, in a stool room. But he was not living in a stool room. He was living in the transcendental melody of Dham. He had no perception of the external unpleasantry of that place. But he was completely absorbed in transcendental praying thoughts. But so the external eyes of the materialists, they used to come. They understood that Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was a very advanced, elevated, divine personality. So they wanted to come to him, and they wanted to get so many different blessings for their material life. This is the problem. In the material world, everyone is filled with anyavilas. They have so many other desires, other than the pure motivation to do pure Shuddha Bhakti and please the transcendental senses of Krishna. But everybody is absorbed day and night. How I can satisfy my senses. So, unfortunately, they make the mistake that when they come to a divine personality, they also ask for blessing. They want mercy. But what kind of mercy do they want? Only they want cheating mercy. That they will be blessed with some material benefit. Oh, please give me good sons. Please give me wealth. Please give me all these assets of the material world. But they don't actually want the true blessings of the sadhu. So in Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj's manifest pastime, there are many different situations where persons came to him to ask for blessings. Just like we heard, one person came and he informed Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji that, I now have become married to a new wife, and she is a Krishna Dasi. But he wanted to inform Gaurakishore Das Babaji that, now I will leave a devotional life, I will have this new wife, and we will perform service to Krishna together. So he informed that I have become married to a Krishna Dasi, a servant of Krishna. But Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when he heard him tell that, he said, you have married a Krishna Dasi? Then you will have to be very, very careful that you do not try to enjoy this Krishna Dasi. Her existence is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. She is a Krishna Dasi. You must perform arti and puja to her. You must serve her and never try to enjoy her. In this way, this person was shocked because he thought, now I'm entering into a so-called religious life and I will live and enjoy my senses. In this way, the materialistic person thinks that they will cheat the sadhu. But that is impossible, because the sadhu knows every single little material desire lurking deep within the hearts of everyone. And his business is actually to expose this, so that we can understand that we are cheating our own selves. So what is their mercy? Their mercy is that, by harsh words, they cut the false ego of the conditioned soul. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also told that the sadhu, he takes the knife of, sacrificial knife of harsh words, his great mercy. And just like in a sacrifice, the goat, his head is cut off. So this represents the false ego of the disciple. So he raises the sacrificial knife, and with great mercy, he cuts the Sri Dharma. So I have approached this one queen who is a land owner in Navadvip of some land. So I have purchased a small piece of land and there I want to erect the hut there. Srila Mani Surya's prophecy said to him, you have this queen as a land owner in Navadvip town and she is able to sell some land. You are able to purchase some land from her of Navadvip town. He said, that is not possible, because even if one takes all wealth, all the jewels, all the opulence of the entire universe, it will not be sufficient to purchase one dust particle of Sri Navadvipa. So how is it possible that you are able to purchase some land in Navadvipa? Oh, you must not try to think like this. Just you must come and serve Navadvipa. So like this, so many different examples. As Srila Gauri Sarada Bhakti Maharaj, he was so absorbed in the holy vow, as Srila Gurudev said, that his renunciation was so severe, he didn't want to serve his material body, although he had no material body. But he felt like this out of deep humility, that he used to only take blood from the veins of the Ganga, and therefore he became blind. But this blindness did not impede his transcendental vision of the vow. There's an example that one time, in Navadvip at that time, it was a very dense, thick forest. It was practically impossible. There were no boats even to cross from one side of the Ganga to the other. And especially in the middle of the night, impossible, no light to make one's way through the thick forest. But Srila Gauri Sarada Bhakti was living on one side of the Ganga in Kuliadel. And Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was living on the other side. And one day, one evening, Srila Gauri Sarada Bhakti Maharaj arrived in the middle of the dark, early morning hours. And when he came there, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, at that time, who was his disciple actually, he said, oh, Bhakti Maharaj, oh, good day. How are you able to come here in the middle of the night? There are no boats. Is it possible to cross? And then Srila Gauri Sarada Bhakti just told, oh, someone has brought me. And he told, but who has brought? How is it possible that someone has brought you? And he just simply smiled at him. Because actually, Sri Krishna himself brought him across the river like this. So Gauri Sarada Bhakti Maharaj, he used to come and he used to associate with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Although Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur externally appeared like a Grihastha, Bhakta, but actually he was the topmost Karmahastha Mahabhagavat. And he used to give Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Gauri Sarada Bhakti Maharaj, he loved to hear his Bhagavad Gita. And he used to come there very often. But one time, Srila Gauri Sarada Maharaj came there, and he was dressed, although he used to wear just the torn cloth lying on the banks of the Ganga. But this time he came there dressed very opulently, with a very beautiful dhoti, with decorative borders, and a very nice shawl, walking with a cane. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, oh, Bhagavad Maharaj, you have appeared in a very peculiar way today. Please explain to me what is the reason for this? Srila Bhaktivinoda Maharaj told to him, oh, nowadays we see that those who are trying to imitate Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and his renunciation, they are all pretenders. They are all imitationists. So many Babaji's, they are claiming to be renunciates. They are keeping, secretly, they are keeping women. And they are enjoying so much sense gratifications. So I am disgusted that they are misrepresenting the dress of our Goswami, this dress of the renunciates. So therefore, now I think that it is better that I will take this dress, and that I will not be like them, and I will not become like them. So in this way, Srila Gauri Sarada Bhakti Maharaj, he so many pastimes. We'll hear more from Srila Gurudev and the other Vaishnavas this evening. We are so fortunate that on this Ekadashi day, the first day of Bhishma Pancha, we get to remember our divine Param Gurudev, Srila Gauri Sarada Goswami Maharaj, and purify our hearts.
In
the
before
five, we will sit down again. There are many speakers to offer Pushpanjali at his feet. Now we will at his feet, we will offer Arati. Everybody should proceed that time.
Hare Krishna. Whoever wants to eat yourself, they can listen to the meaning of after 8:30 a.m. Whoever wants to eat yourself, they can listen to the meaning of after 8:30 a.m. They can listen to the meaning of after 8:30 a.m. They can listen to the meaning of after 8:30 a.m.
I don't know.